This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Friday, September 25th, 2020. I'm Caleb Brown. The pandemic wreaked havoc with global supply chains, and with a president whose broad view of trade is that it ought to be restricted, it's been harder for many people to get access to basic goods. Dan Eikenson directs the Herbert A. Stiefel Center for Trade Policy Studies at the Cato Institute. He's written a new essay as part of Cato's Pandemics and Policy series. This president's protectionist bona fides are well established. How has his preferred trade policy or his preferred way of engaging with trade, what's it done since this pandemic began?
Well, Caleb, the pandemic has provided, I think, another excuse for protectionists to come up with proposals that would restrict trade. In response to the pandemic, the Trump administration and the Biden campaign, and as well as congressional leadership on both sides of the aisle, have offered up proposals to repatriate supply chains, to restrict government spending to goods and services produced domestically, to impose tariffs so that to prevent greater reliance on imports, and to subsidize domestic production of everything from pharmaceutical ingredients to personal protective equipment to semiconductors. Achieving greater national self-sufficiency by making international trade and investment and supply chain collaboration more expensive seems to be the administration's goal or policymakers' goal. It's not a new goal. I think the excuse for pursuing it, the pandemic, is like other hyped up concerns about national security threats. The pandemic is being used to repackage these old arguments. And I think proponents of retrenchment see cross-border trade, investment, and migration not as liberating or life-enhancing or as wealth-creating, but really as vectors across which, a local outbreak became a global pandemic. And, of course, international trade and travel and internet, an interconnected global economy probably hastens the spread of diseases through increased human contact, but it's the same kind of international collaboration that also helps us find vaccines and cures and to solve many other health and economic problems. So, the other argument they have is that the pandemic reveals how dangerous it is to rely on foreigners. When the time came for global supply chains to step up by getting protective gear and medical equipment to where it was needed, foreign governments encouraged hoarding and imposed export restrictions, which created supply shortages in the United States. Well, the U.S. also imposed barriers. Many of those barriers have gone away. So trade, international supply chains, business travel, and tourism, they do produce some degree of risk and reliance, but in the rush to sort of indict globalization, I think policymakers are dismissing the enormous benefits that Americans get from participating in the global economy as workers, as consumers, as producers, as investors. And those benefits would be casualties of a protectionist overreaction that would make us poorer, more vulnerable, and less resilient.
So what has protectionism given us? As I said before, the president's bona fides on trade are pretty well established as being protectionist. What has that done with respect to the ability of the U.S. to secure critical supplies that are a part of global supply chains?
There's been a lot of hyped up, there've been a lot of hyperbole about our dependence on foreigners for protective gear and particularly pharmaceuticals and active pharmaceutical ingredients. We are dependent on China when we look at imports, total imports as a denominator for pharmaceuticals. But that doesn't take into consideration that we have a lot of domestic production of those products here in the United States as well. So I think the reason this is so seductive, the things that Trump says and the Biden campaign say, is that Americans are kind of fooled by the fact that we are the world's largest economy, and therefore there's this belief that we can be self-sufficient, that we would do fine under autarky, and we probably could last longer than other countries. After all, you know, the U.S. is less. Get this: the U.S. is the world's largest trading nation. We trade more value than any other country. Yet we are the third least dependent on trade, which means imports plus exports as a share of our GDP is only 27.5%. For the world, the average is 59.5%. So we could probably handle the protectionism that Trump is prescribing, but it would be profoundly costly and immiserating. I mean, we trade so that we can specialize, and we specialize so we can produce more, and we produce more so we can consume and save more. And when we put up trade restrictions so that we have to produce the things that we're currently procuring from foreigners because it's done so more cost effectively, we are going to make ourselves poorer. And that is the bottom line, regardless of whether the cause is a pandemic or a national security crisis or unfair trade practices abroad, whatever it is. When we put up trade restrictions, we will be poorer as a result.
Dan Eikenson directs the Herbert A. Stiefel Center for Trade Policy Studies at the Cato Institute. Subscribe to the Cato Daily Podcast anywhere you please and follow us on Twitter @CatoPodcast.